the leaders of the Ishari Osun Joint CDA, under the coordination of Prince Kola Imavkwaid, J.J. Harry, recently paid a courtesy visit to the newly inaugurated Igondo Ikotan LCDA CDC executive officers. Information reaching Alamosho Today states that the team were warmly received by Pastor Ojo Samuel Olasupo, the CDC chairman, who appreciated their gesture and commended them for the various self-help projects being undertaken by the CDAs in the Ishari Osun community. He advised them not to relent when calling on the government over any issue while appealing for a prompt response on information that will be coming out soon from the CDC. The chairman equally requested cooperation between the CDC representatives from Ishari Osun and the joint CDA leadership. Meanwhile, Apostle Iyanigba Gabriel, the chairman of Ionwale CWC, responds on behalf of the Ishari Osun joint CDA. He presented five areas of urgent attention as felt needs of the joint CDA. On palliatives, he requested that a revisit, review should be given to the social records register to capture and incorporate those not on the record. It was observed that during the 2023 general election, the communities mobilized their members effectively and participated vigorously, but after the elections, the community leaders and members were neglected by the party leaders. He further stated that all internal access roads in the Ishari Osun were in deplorable conditions. The community representatives also observed that as the fourth tier of government, the government representatives should create avenues for them to benefit in terms of grant provision. He then requested that the security of the communities should be given topmost priority. In response, the CDC chairman thanked the representatives of the joint CDA for making their points straightforward and concise. He assured that palliatives will soon be distributed in the communities, adding that nobody can tamper with the list already submitted to the government for palliatives. On their complaints of being neglected after the election, he apologized on behalf of the party leadership and government representatives, explaining that resources coming to the area were meager, unlike other local governments. He observed that Igondo Ikotan had a large landmass but low revenue allocation, thus hindering development. He assured that steps will be taken to address their plight. On the issue of a grant, he assured that there will be positive action on it, though it may not be up to what they might be expecting.